The SAMI Galaxy Survey, using concentrated star formation and stellar population ages to understand environmental quenching, by D. Wong et al. We study environmental quenching using the spatial distribution of current star formation and stellar population ages with the full SAMI Galaxy Survey. By using a star formation concentration index, C-index, defined as log 10, R50, alpha, R50, cont, we separate our sample into regular galaxies, C-index greater than minus 0.2, and galaxies with centrally concentrated star formation, SF concentrated, C-index 10 to the power of 14 m sun. We find the fraction of SF-concentrated galaxies increases as halo mass increases with 9 plus or minus 2%, 8 plus or minus 3%, 19 plus or minus 4% and 29 plus or minus 4% for ungrouped galaxies, low-mass groups, high-mass groups and clusters, respectively. We interpret these results as evidence for "outside in" quenching in groups and clusters. To investigate the quenching time scale in SF-concentrated galaxies, we calculate light-weighted age, AGL, and mass-weighted age, AGEM, using full spectral fitting, as well as the DN4000 and HΔA indices. We assume that the average galaxy age radial profile before entering a group or cluster is similar to ungrouped regular galaxies. At large radius, 1 to 2 Re, SF-concentrated galaxies in high-mass groups have older ages than ungrouped regular galaxies with an age difference of 1.83 plus or minus 0.38 GeV for AGL and 1.34 plus or minus 0.56 GeV for AGEM. This suggests that while "outside in" quenching can be effective in groups, the process will not quickly quench the entire galaxy. In contrast, the ages at 1 to 2 Re of cluster SF-concentrated galaxies and ungrouped regular galaxies are consistent, 0.19 plus or minus 0.21 GeV for AGL, 0.40 plus or minus 0.61 GeV for AGEM, suggesting the quenching process must be rapid. This was the SAMI Galaxy Survey, using concentrated star formation and stellar population ages to understand environmental quenching, by D. Wong et al.